We're here with Yannick Nezet-Séguin on the last of the three Vienna programs. And we just heard the Schumann Piano Concerto. We are about to hear Brahms Symphony No. 2. Brahms and Schumann had a very close relationship. Brahms probably heard the Schumann Piano Concerto many times. Does hearing the Schumann set us up to hear the Brahms second in a different way?
They are Brahms and Schumann. Their music is like sisters to each other. And of course, Schumann, especially in the concerto we just heard, has a lot of tenderness in it, is using quite a restrained orchestration in order to let the piano shine. Of course, Brahms heard that piano concerto very much under the fingers of Clara, who was Schumann's wife and who arguably was the great love of the life of Brahms. Nobody will ever know exactly what was going on between the two, Clara and Johannes Brahms, but what we know is that they were very close, and therefore the piano writing, especially of Brahms, is very much influenced by Schumann. Now, in the second symphony, that tenderness is absolutely there in the most intimate moments, but it's also a really grand scale symphony and has a presence of the trombones, actually more importantly than any other symphonies he wrote. So it is, on the one hand, maybe the happiest of Brahms' four symphonies, but it's also sometimes has more dense clouds or goes to evocations of a thunderstorm, which is also very Schumann and the bipolar aspect of the music.
Wow, great. Thank you so much, Yannick Nezet-Séguin.
Thank you. It's a pleasure as always.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.